You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's racing on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Stephen Powell, Craig Forsyth and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. We've got racing from Nottingham, Fontwell and Wolverhampton in the afternoon. It's Ripon, Chelmsford City and Punchestown in the evening. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Lord John Budden. How are you, John?
I'm very well indeed, Mark. And I had a winning nap, too, earlier in the week, so I'm even better.
Yeah, man in form from what I've heard, John. There's winners galore every time you're here.
Just a few.
Good, good stuff. Hopefully you can give us a few winners along the way on this podcast. We'll get John's thoughts in four races in a little while. But before we get to that, John, a bit of news. I suppose we should start with the Oaks and the Derby, seeing as the fields have been... Well, we've got the five-day declarations, haven't we, and the betting on site as well. And we'll start with the Oaks, seeing as that's on Friday. Legatissimo, 11-4 market leader for that one. Crystal Zvezda is 3-1, 7-1 for Diamonds and Rubies and Jack Naylor. It's 10-1 for Together Forever, 12s for Star of Seville and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. How do you see it at the moment, John?
Well, Legatissimo is the one they've all got to beat. There is little doubt about that. A really good win in the 1,000 guineas. And I know quite a lot of shrewd pundits feel not only will Legatissimo win the Oaks, but could easily go on to run well, possibly win the St. Ledger later in the year. And David Watchman has a great hand with fillies. So Legatissimo is certainly one that they've all got to beat. But it's not probably going to be my choice. I've always liked Diamonds and Rubies. I thought they're a very, very good win at Chester, and that horse looked to be an extremely well-balanced filly. I think she'll cope quite well with the undulations at Epsom and could go very close indeed. And then we've got Sir Michael Stout, haven't we?
Mm.
And that is always a question mark. And his filly's been very well backed for the Oaks here. It's not one that I'm particularly keen on, but obviously has to be mentioned. Then we have the filly that I like in this contest, or two of them, Jack Naylor to begin with. I think Jack Naylor's come into the contest sort of late and fast, a particularly good promising run in the Irish 1,000 guineas. Fran Berry, for example, is absolutely confident that this filly will improve. So Jack Naylor, for whom there has been a lot of support recently, has to come into it. And I like... a filly which is not even in the betting. I hope it's in the 5 days. That's Lady of Dubai.
Yeah, 14-1, John.
Yes. Well, Lady of Dubai, I thought, ran a really classy race at Goodwood. And the reason why I like Lady of Dubai at the price at 14-1 is that when she appeared last back end, she was beaten by a filly at the time nobody thought anything of at all. And that was Irish Rookie. And, of course, since that... that particular Martin Mead filly has not only finished sixth in the Newmarket 1,000 guineas, but arguably just a bit unlucky not to win the French 1,000 guineas. Now, close up behind Irish Rookie was Lady of Dubai. Impressive winner, I thought, a good one. Stable in form, 14-1 appeals to me. So despite Legatissimo and others, I shall go 14-1 Lady of Dubai.
OK, a bit of value then in the Oaks for Lord Budden. Let's move on to the Derby. Golden Horn at the top of the market at 15-8. Zorak is 5-1, 11-2 for Jack Hobbs, 7-1 for Elm Park, 8s for Giovanni Canaletto, and 12-1 for Hans Holbein. It's 16s or bigger for the others. The market dominated by Golden Horn. Frankie Dettori will ride Golden Horn, and he's mentioned in the paper today, John, that he's worried about Jack Hobbs. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I think he's got a right to be worried about Jack Hobbs. Of course, he knows Jack Hobbs, doesn't he? Having ridden Jack Hobbs in the Dante, chasing home Golden Horn. the weather forecast looks to be in favour of Golden Horn, which makes me feel slightly upset, really, Mark, because I want Elm Park to win this derby. But I do feel that Andrew Balding's colt does need a bit of soft ground, certainly a bit of cut. Mm. And if it really does dry up for Epsom, then it'll be against Elm Park. It'll be definitely in favour of Golden Horn. A really good winner, impressive winner, all those kind of exaggerated, hyped expressions about Golden Horn's win at York in the Dante Stakes. Showed tremendous speed and won very convincingly indeed. Just a little bit of a worry about stamina, but if the ground is pretty quick, that will help. Golden Horn is the one they've all got to beat. Mm. What possibly could beat it? Well, I mentioned Elm Park. If the ground were to have a bit of cut, I think Elm Park is there with a chance. You're a bit of a supporter, aren't you, Mark?
I was until Breakfast with the Stars, John, and I've read reports afterwards that people don't think Elm Park handled Epsom particularly well, which would be a concern.
It would be a concern, and there was a lot of talk on the television over the weekend about changing legs, yeah, and so on, but Connections emphasise the fact that Elm Park is a colt who's always changed his legs, and the fact that he did so at Epsom, you know, is not anything special. I'm slightly worried about Elm Park now because of the ground. I think Golden Horn would go extremely well. Interesting support for Dermot Wells is Zorak, though.
Yeah.
This is very interesting. Of course, we haven't seen since winning a race that has worked out well at Leopardstown, and he won that race with authority. And if you were a supporter of Golden Horn, I think you've got to have a savour on Dermot Weld. And as an outsider, I just fancy Storm the Stars to run quite
big price.
Well.
25-1, John.
Yes, it was 33. It's now into 25, is it? The Haggis team in really good shape. Now, this horse sweated up badly at Goodwood, but it did win. Mm. And I know that there are one or two people who think this horse could go quite well for William Haggis. So 25-1 could be the outsider. But I'm going to go for Frankie Dettori and Golden Horn to win.
Okay, just a bit of news about Zorak as well, breaking this morning, John. Apparently he's cut his leg and he's come back lame. They've done scans and x-rays and there's no further damage barring the cut, so they think he'll be okay to run at the weekend. But just something to bear in mind with Zorak.
I think very much to bear in mind. Mm. I hadn't heard that. It's a very interesting bit of news, Mark. Yes, there has to be a slight concern.
Mm. Well, one horse that we won't see at Epsom is Found, who was considered for both the Derby and the Oaks, goes to neither, and Aidan O'Brien's aiming at Royal Ascot with her. Do you see her having a decent chance? I think the Coronation Stakes will be the target.
Yes, I think that's a sensible decision. Aidan O'Brien doesn't have too many in the Oaks, and he's got Diamonds and Rubies, among others. So Found has been a little bit up and down this particular year, but she's obviously a filly of great quality. I think Royal Ascot to flat track, another sort of fortnight to get ready, Coronation Stakes could be very much a target which she could cope with and win.
Okay. Anything else got your eye, John, in the news?
Not a great deal at the moment. I thought over the week that the horse that I really loved winning was Peter Niven's horse, Clever Cookie. I thought Clever Cookie was really impressive when winning last weekend. And great to see PJ McDonald too in the saddle. I imagine that Graham Lee will be back again for Royal Ascot. But, you know, Clever Cookie is not a long-priced impossibility to win the Ascot Gold Cup. Stayed on, I thought, really strongly on Saturday when hitting the front a little bit too early, probably. But there was no stopping. And this is a lovely horse. I followed him right from the start, when he won a bumper at Musselburgh, and I love to see him win the Gold Cup for Peter Niven.
Yeah, I agree with John. I was impressed with him at the weekend because arguably the ground wasn't ideal for him, and he had the penalty as well to defy, and he's done it in good style.
I couldn't think he'd win. You know, yeah. He got a lot of weight, as you say, penalty. There was a slight question about the ground, and he won really well with authority, going away at the end. And you know, obviously the Irish have got a very strong hand in the Ascot Gold Cup, but I think Clever Cookie is there with a definite squeak.
Mm. Okay, well, let's leave that there. We'll move on to Wednesday's action. Lord Budden's got four races for us, and we'll get his best bets on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
We're going to look at the action at both Nottingham and Ripon, and we'll start in the 350 at Nottingham, which is a Class 2 handicap over the extended mile. It's for three-year-olds and older. We've got a field of nine to go to post here. John, who's on the shortlist?
Interesting little field, this. We've got at the top market shares from the man with the magic wand, David O'Meara. Was pretty well beaten last time out in listed company. Wears a hood for the first time. I think the magic wand will have to be waved enormously to make that one actually win. The two I like in this race, Mark, are my selection, Big Baz. I think Big Baz has got a really big chance for William Muir. 10th in the Victoria Cup. The form of that race is working out well. And it wasn't beaten all that far. In tremendous form on the all-weather over the winter. And I think will be suited by the long straight at Nottingham. So Big Baz is a choice. And the other one I like in the race is God Willing. God Willing ran pretty soundly at Goodwood last time out, quite recently, finishing fourth behind 50 Shades of Grey in a race that I suggest will work out quite well. And so I think God Willing has got a chance, but I'm going to go with Big Baz.
Okay, Big Baz for Lord Budden. In the 350, we move on to the 420 next, the big race at Nottingham on Wednesday afternoon. It's the Nottinghamshire Oaks Stakes, which is a filly's listed race over a mile and a quarter. It's for four-year-olds and older. Plenty of horses in good form here, John. Plenty in with chances. It's a good race.
Yes, it is. We've got Solar Magic towards the bottom of the list. This is John Gosden, and Solar Magic, you know, was in pretty good form in a class two when last seen. Has, in fact, finished second in quite good quality races a couple of times. Second at Tempress at Ascot last time out. That form is quite good. Question mark horse has to be Pleasant Valley in this race, the Kumani runner. We don't know much about this animal. Absolutely hacked up a Ponty, but I mean, it wasn't a great heat, and he had to win that conclusively to go forward. Ran at Yarmouth last back in. Great to see Yarmouth back in action, perhaps, in the autumn. But the selection is Dream Child. I thought Dream Child, trained by Charles Appleby for Godolphin, and William Buick in the saddle, riding tremendously well, William Buick. And Dream Child ran, I thought, very well indeed at Goodwood, and second to Miss Marjorie in a listed contest only recently. That was a very sound race. Dream Child did extremely well in it. It was a big field, a really competitive race. The stable are in excellent form, and if Dream Child were to repeat, and I hope she will repeat, that Goodwood form, then she's got to have a big chance of winning this race at Nottingham.
Dream Child for Lord Budden, then in the Nottinghamshire Oaks. We move to Ripon for the final two races. The 740 is the first one we look at there. It's a Class 4 handicap over six furlongs. It's for the three-year-olds. And I suppose Snow Cloud's going to be popular at the top of the weights there, John. She hit the crossbar on a couple of occasions before getting head in front last time. So do you see her following up here?
Yeah, I think she's got a big chance. And David O'Meara at Ripon too, you know, it's very much his territory. Likes getting winners there. And as you say, after a couple of near misses, Snow Cloud won well last time out. However, if you're looking for a man in form or two men in form, you couldn't do better than Brian Smart, trainer, and Paul Mulrennan, jockey. They had another good winner at Carlisle in the mud on Monday afternoon, and the team are in excellent shape. Paul Mulrennan riding absolutely out of his skin, and there's E Special in this race, or S Special, and a course and distance winner, and I think that the combination of Brian Smart and Paul Mulrennan will go very close, and I will make that the selection here. For the outsider, Penny Royal has run quite well, but I don't think is good enough. Between the tops, Snow Cloud, and my selection is Special.
Okay. The final race we'll look at is the 8-10 at Ripon. This is the Director's Cup. It's a handicap, a Class 3 handicap over six furlongs. It's for four-year-olds and older. We've got a field of 12 here, John, and one of the more open races on the day.
A wonderful race, isn't it? A lot of my old favourites in this race, including Fast Shot, Tim Easterby's runner. Likes the top of the ground. They haven't had much rain at Ripon, and if it stays dry overnight, it could be really quite quick tomorrow. Fast Shot's not done very much so far this season, but goes very well for Rachel Richards. Watson, who will be in the saddle tomorrow. Another of my old loyalties is Barkston Ash. Now, Eric Alston has his team in really quite good nick at the moment. I thought Red Baron ran tremendously well for him over the weekend, and there have been one or two others going well. Barkston Ash is a useful horse at Ripon, and you can put a pencil through the last run at Haydock, because Barkston Ash was forced to run virtually on his own on the wrong side of the track and finished, of course, a long way behind the winners, but is a useful sprinter from a trainer in form. The choice, though, will be Cosmic Chatter. I have followed this horse through thick and thin since he won, I think, first time out for David Barron at Musselburgh. Ruth Carr has Cosmic Chatter now, her team in excellent shape. Good third to Patrick last time out at Nottingham. Any improvement on that will see Cosmic Chatter pretty close here, and that will be the choice.
Okay, Cosmic Chatter for Lord Budden there then. As always, John, let's have a quick summary, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections one more time.
Absolutely right. Well, we go, first of all, to Nottingham for the 350. Big Baz is a choice there. In the 420 at Nottingham, the Nottinghamshire Oaks Dream Child. Up the A1 to Ripon, and in the 740, Paul Mulrennan to guide home E Special. And in the 810, the choice is Cosmic Chatter.
Superb. Good work, John. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy on Wednesday.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go, the thoughts of Lord John Budden on Wednesday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. with Stephen Powell, Craig Forsyth and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. It's Nottingham, Fontwell and Wolverhampton on Wednesday afternoon. Ripon, Chelmsford City and Punchestown will provide the action in the evening. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Wednesday's racing.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.